Chapter 15. There was a knock at Vic Prado's door. "Just a second," he said, pouring out two glasses of the Malbec he'd ordered up. He surveyed the room, making sure everything was just so. He wasn't sure why he was acting like a dumb school kid on a first date, but it had been a long time since he had been with another woman. During his playing days, he had had all the women he could handle on the road, and then he'd come home to Kayla. There were no kids. Vic and Kayla knew they were both too selfish to have kids. They were nearly too selfish to have each other. Satisfied things were right, Vic moved to the door. He'd given Kayla and Dee permission to go on a shopping spree. Easy to do with Mike Frazetta's money. Neither woman had seemed thrilled at the prospect. They went just the same. Dee was disappointed because Jesse Stone was gone with the wind. Kayla was just disappointed. The reasons didn't matter. Disappointment was her natural state of being, her default setting. Even if they came back early, Carlo and Gino would run interference. At least those two assholes served some purpose other than breathing down his neck. He needed only an hour or two with the escort. The girl's murder had wound him up, and there was only one way to relieve that kind of tension. An hour on the hotel treadmill hadn't done the trick. Vic reached out to open the door, and he noticed his hand was trembling. He wondered if he was simply out of practice, or if it was that he had ordered up a woman who fit Dee's description. For almost a year now, he had lusted after her. Wouldn't any man? It wasn't like she hadn't encouraged him, flirted with him just out of Kayla's line of sight. She'd let him kiss her once, let him slip his hand under her tennis skirt. But that was as far as it had got. They'd gone shooting together at the Scottsdale Gun Club, played golf together, always going for a drink together afterward. Sometimes Kayla would meet them, mostly not. Maybe it was that Vic had shut her out of his business. Dee had seemed keen to put some of her inheritance in Vic's hands, but he'd had to say no. That was one of Mike Frazetta's ground rules: no friends, no family. Only the customers that were already serviced by the management firms. And not all of them, either. Frazetta was a dick, but in this he was smart, and Vic knew it. Though Prado was tempted on more than one occasion to break the rule, if he was sure Dee would let him have her. There was a second knock. "Okay, baby, I'm here." When he pulled back the door, the person on the other side of the threshold didn't resemble Dee Harrington. Joe Breen pushed into the room past Prado and slammed the door shut behind him. "What the fuck?" Vic said.
"Ah, lovely of you to pour me some wine, but I don't favor the stuff."
"Get out of here, Joe. I gotta—"
"Nah, sorry to disappoint you, Vic, but the young lady's been sent on her way. She wasn't pleased at all. Apparently she had making a bit of cash in mind. And what is it with you? Paying for a skirt has no appeal to me, but those in the know say Kayla's quite a piece of ass. And that friend of hers— Why have you not laid her down if you want to stray?"
Strange that Joe Breen should have thought the same thing as Vic Prado himself. "What are you doing here, Joe?"
"Message for you. Special delivery directly from Boston."
"Deliver it."
"I don't care for your tone, Vic. I don't care for you. Never have. Never have understood what the boss sees in you."
"You're nothing but muscle, Joe. Don't overthink it, or you'll hurt whatever brains you've got."
Joe Breen's nasty, gloating smile turned angry and cold. "Fuck you, Vic. You never could stand that I could always see through your blarney and your charm. Mike is a real person. All you ever was a nice smile and a baseball glove. I've been on to you forever."
Now it was Vic's smile that turned nasty.
"The asshole doth protest too much."
"Watch your mouth, Vic," Breen said. But Vic had hit a sore spot. Joe felt naked and utterly exposed. When they were all kids together, Joe had a kind of friend crush on Mike, something more like hero worship than anything else. While it was true that the enforcer had outgrown his boyhood worship of Mike Frazetta, it had morphed, over the years, into a loyal and enduring attachment that Joe Breen was unable and unwilling to break. Joe let his anger go. He dare not show Prado the preening, egotistical prick that he'd pushed a button. That was not to say that Breen wouldn't have wanted to shove his 9mm Beretta into Vic's mouth and feed him the clip one round at a time.
You're to finish up your little party here, and then head up to Paradise tomorrow with a stop to see Mike in Boston. The boss says your negotiating skills will be needed. Thinks your old pal, Mr. Salter, won't be in the mood to talk with anyone else.
Did you really have to kill that girl?
That was it. Breen had had it. Before Vic could react, Joe Breen shoved a Beretta into the soft, tanned flesh under Vic's chin.
You ask me that question again, Prado. Boss's orders be damned, I'll murder you slow and make your wife watch it. After that, I'll kill her.
But instead of feeling the weakness that came in the wake of fear, Vic Prado felt almost giddy. It seemed Jesse Stone might still be in play as Vic's way out from under the thumb of Mike Frazetta.
He toasted himself with both glasses of Malbec after Breen had gone.